by public request. I'm going to go over what I said at the end yesterday. Nichnat to the tzibur. I spoke yesterday, and then that will segue right into what I want to speak about today. Okay. Yesterday, I asked a very interesting shiloh. So I show you. I never miss this. He has almost sitting in the back, right? 7 days a week. I gave you a Shavuot Baruch speech. You deserve a Shavuot for you. Mitzvah Hashem for you. Yesterday we started speaking about the end, a very interesting shayla, which I want to use it as an opportunity to talk over the zach again. Listen carefully. What happens is you have two people, they both picked up a talus, one picked it up high, one picked it up low. The guy picked it up high, picked it up off the ground, that means if the other guy would drop it, it would be off the ground. The other guy picked it up low, which means that mitzad him, he didn't pick it off the ground. A simple case, the high and the low. So let's make a judgment. According to the rabbi, the one who picked it up high is kainah. Because the rabbi says the only problem is when you picked it up high before him. So I don't care why, by the way. The rabbi says if you do a hagvah, that means said your hagvah, stressing the lumbus. If you did a hagvah, that means said your hagvah, it was picked off the ground, that's kind of finished. So the rabbi in such a case is good. The first guy is kind of, the second guy is not. What? No, two pichah, I'm making a simple case, two pichah, okay? The other guy's not kind of. The other guy's not kind of, because I don't need to be kind of for him. I was kind of myself, so why should I do anything for him? You see? So it's a simple case. The first guy, the one who picked up high, did a good Maisak boy, is kainah. The other guy picked up low, did a good Maisak boy, is not kainah, and the story's over. And nobody's kainah for each other. You're not kainah for me because you weren't kainah. I'm not kainah for you because I don't need to be kainah for you because I did my own kenyan. That's simple. According to the Rashi, it's no good. Why? I'm saying it's not so because they both picked up low. I picked up high. Says the Rashi, yad chaveri kekakadami. So it's not good, he picked it up. So nobody picked it up. And if it was two pichim and they decided to pick it up together, it'll work. And if it's a pichim, then it won't work, okay? That's with enough community is the Rashi says it's no good. So if it'll be two pichim, so then it will work. Like the Rashi, if it's pichim, then it won't work, okay? That's very clear, okay? What about according to the Rosh? According to the Rosh holds that one guy's kinyan is mevatel the second. So what about a case where one guy picked it up high, and the other guy picked it up low? So slowly. So according to Rav Tali, that one kinyan is mevatel the other kinyan. I want to explain what that means. When two people do a hachnasa of roshos, a kinyan, it can't go into two people's roshos at the same time, okay? So then, according to Rav Tali, that the side is that it can't go into, so again, according to the rabbit, number one's kinyan, number two is not. According to the rabbit, nobody's kinyan, because nobody did a good hachnasa, the story's over. Unless they'll do it together, first statement. I'm talking about a case where they don't do it together, okay? Case number three is what about according to the Rosh? The Rosh learns that number two is mevatel number one. What about a case where number two is not making a kinyan at all? He picked it up low. It's on the ground still. So according to Haftali, there's no Rosh. By the way, where did the Rosh say that one is mevatel the other? When they picked it up what? When they bought it was a short talus, they both picked it up high. Correct? They both picked it up high, then the one's mevatel the other. Correct? That's what you need to go on to agree with Tzilat HaVeri. In the case one guy picked up high, one guy picked up low, the second guy wasn't going out, according to Rav Tali, there's no problem. Okay? When did the Rosh say that the second guy cancels the other? When it's a short talus. The Rosh said that even when it's a short talus, it doesn't work because one guy cancels the other out. But they both did a Maizak Boah, they both did a Kenyan, so then one Kenyan cancels the other. But if one guy picks up high and the other guy picks up low, so you don't have two people making a Kenyan on the object, and therefore number one is kainah, number two is not kainah. What about according to us? According to our pshat, it wasn't the pshat that number two is mevatel number one. The Shad is that number one tkinyan doesn't work because number one is attached to a different rishos. Again, this is where I didn't say this clearly yesterday, and I apologize. I meant to say clearly, but it didn't come out clear. I got reports from my sources. I'm saying something very simple. When a guy, one picked up high, one picked up low, is there a problem? According to the rabbit, the first guy's coin, the second guy's not. According to the rabbit, nobody's coin because he didn't do it. Unless you both pick it up for each other, obviously. According to Aftali's Pshat in the Rush, that the reason why two shteres won is because two cancels out over here. One did a good mazik and two didn't, so there's nothing to shame. Bogram's over. What about... Yeah, the Gemara says it works. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it works. Whatever the pshat is. Whatever the problem is, if you have to be, it's like, the Gemara says, but like a when you see it works. It works. Right? It's the same thing. It's like karka. What about, according to our pshat, let's analyze. And this is what I meant to say yesterday. Reuven picked it up high, and Shimon picked it up low. So Reuven did a good hakva, Shimon didn't. Does Shimon shter Reuven? So according to the Maftali, that the reason why Shimon shters Reuven is because there's a clashing Masakinyan, Shimon didn't do a Masakinyan in such a case. When did the Rosh say it shters, according to the Maftali? Both guys did an act of hakva. Both guys lifted it off the ground when it was a short talus. In case if one guy lifted it off the ground, one guy didn't. So you're not staring me, slowly. What about according to our pshat? According to our pshat, what's the reason why two shteres won? Let's see. The reason why two shteres won is because two shteres won because one made a ma'aseh hakbah, right? It was a short talus. But part and what you were magbia. The whole talus, you magbia half the talus. What you magbia? What's the problem? The problem is that the other half of the talus is in a different rishos. It's toughest in a different rishos. Talus is toughest in a different rishos. So that shter is my hachnas and rishos of my half, a very elaborate pshat, okay? But the pshat is that I made a ma'aseh hakbah at least on half, maybe on the whole thing. But the half that I want to be kind is ogud is connected to another half. And in order for me to be bringing my half into my rishos, it can't be ogud to a different rishos, which is out of a different rishos. One second. Therefore, the kinyan is not, yeah, it's not the ma'aseh kinyan, not the ma'aseh of the technical ma'aseh kinyan, but you can't, the lashon that Rashi always used was, is it's not chal a hachnasa l'rishos on this half if it's connected to a half. It's not called it came into my rishos. What mean is that case now? Nerzi Anan. I picked it up high and he picked it up low. So as far as he's concerned, it's on the ground. Does he shter me or not? I don't have a rush about that because the rush who said that number two shters, number one, I'm talking about a short talus, so they both picked it up. I'm talking about a case where one picked it up high, two picked it up low. Do I say also over there that two shters won? I like the Rosh, doesn't hold like the Rosh, but that's called Karka. The Rosh holds like the Rosh, but the Rosh is called picked up, it's fine. So does two shter won when two picked it up low? It depends. And this is what I started to say yesterday. I said, next Zana, let's see. If when two picked it up low, it's called you didn't pick up at all. If when two picked it up low, it's not called picked it up at all. I said yesterday, I saw that it's not called it was lifted out of its place, right? You didn't do my sack bobacha, not a chmasa rishos. So you know what I mean? Nothing happened. So if when somebody's on the ground, it's not called you did an act of akbar, I have a very stark tzad that it doesn't stir. I have a very stark tzad that it doesn't stir. Because the point is, even though you're holding, even though you have a tfisa, but it's not a tfisa of chmasa rishos, it's not a tfisa of achal lifting it up, it's not a tfisa that I see it by you, bachal. Because it's like it's on the ground. I'll give you an example. I have a very nice example to this. What if theoretically it would be on the ground and he would put his hand on it, okay? Number one lifted it up high. I don't have a case exactly, okay? But number one would lift it up high enough. And number two didn't pick it up. Even if it was on the ground and he held it. That was there? No. Or not. That's not called a tfisa which shows achnasa rishos. That's not called it's ogre to a different rishos. So I have a very stark tzad to say like this. If number one picked it up high and number two picked it up low. So the rabbi, number one's kainer. Like the rajman, nobody's kainer because it's like it's still on the ground. Like Maftali, number one's for sure kainer because there's no biddle. What about according to us? What ruined the first Kenyan? What ruined the first Kenyan wasn't that you canceled out. The part is that the other half of the object is augured in a different rishos. So I have a very stark esophic. Is that called augured in a different rishos? So I want to tell you that depends. If when he picks it up low, it's not called he picked it up at all. It's not called an act of picking up. Nothing happened. It's not called he picked it up. That's not called he picked it up, okay? If it's not called he picked it up, so then I could hear that doesn't shter. It's not called it's ogre to a different rishos. But if we learn like the Nesivis, that the word is when something's low, it's called you picked it up. It's called it was picked up. Just the word is it doesn't work. One second. Just the word is it's not ogre to a different rishos. So the word is it's called picked up, okay? Now, albeit it's true, it's not a picking up that's going to make a kinyan, because it's offered to a different rishos, right? But it's called picked up. There I can have a tzad that number two will share number one. That's what I'm saying. I mean, when, if I have a very interesting, that was what I came to say yesterday. Is that clear? One picked it up higher, two picked it up lower. Let the rabbit, number one's kainer. Let the rabbit, nobody's kainer. Let the raftali, for sure, number one's kainer, because there's nothing to make a bittle on. There's nothing to clash. There's no other mice of kinyan going on in the picture, so there's no clash between two achmasa rishos. But according to our pshat, that what shteres my mice of kinyan, I did a good mice of kinyan. Mice of kinyan is good. I picked it up. What shteres it is that part of the object is tofus in a different rishos. It's tofus in a different rishos. What's called tofus in a different rishos? If the pshat of something which is a low raising up, which on the ground is called, literally it's on the ground, that it wasn't picked up at all, I'm very shtakas that that doesn't shteri. What does shteri is, if I say like the Nesivis, that the word is, it was called picked up, just it's not enough to be kainer because it's connected to different rishos, but picked it up it was. So then I could hear enough to shter my kinyan that's connected to a different rishos, that I could hear. That means he can't be kainer because his chazak is connected to a different rishos that I'm not doing for him. But I can't be kainer either because there's somebody else holding on to the object in a way of achnasas rishos. He picked it up, he did agba. I, the whole thing is on the ground, that's part of it's on the ground, the other part is in his hands. And he picked it up. I mean, this is my shayla. My shayla is if a person picks up something in a way that's bunachas agabi karka, and I picked it up high, does it share my kinyan or not?
Which hand were his cherish on?
What is it? A cherish did a maisa achnasas rishos, just he can't make a kinyan. You could do it. It is achnasas rishos. Not he could do. The word doing is a dangerous word. Okay, it is achnasas rishos. The ma'aseh, he did an act of achnasas rishos. It rather doesn't work because he doesn't have das. But the ma'aseh, it's a chalois tfisa that the other half of the objects in a different rishos.
Why is it better than heifer? Heifer and tzach works.
Because over here I picked up the entire tzach. The case in the Sivas was that he picked up. Over here the number one picked up the entire heifer. He picked it up and got it in the ears. He did an entire ma'aseh to the tzach. Probably that somebody else staring. We're talking about a short talus over here. Sivas was talking about a case where I only did a mice achnasas rishos on the first half to begin with, and the other half is in hefker that I didn't pick up. Over here, I picked up the entire object. That was my suffix that I ended up with yesterday. My suffix that I ended up with yesterday was in a case where I picked up high and the other guy picked up low. Will that shteri? Will that shteri? And again, I'm saying, if the aside hadavar is that when you pick up low, it's not called picked up as well, have a very stark inside of the shteri. According to the Nesivis, that it's called picked off, just it's not a good ma'aseh kinyan, then I could hear it shteres me, even though he did a zach, which is not a kinyan. That's what you say? No, that's like a difference. Not a point to me. It's not a point. It's not enough to go a ma'aseh, bring it into your rishos. Okay, one second, what you say? No, because everybody picks up everybody else. Everybody does everything for everybody. Okay, one second. That's what I said yesterday. Now I'm going to take all this rain and go a step right in the Dover Nifla Mamash. The Gemara spoke out by us. Listen carefully. I'm going to say Dover Nifla Mamash. You with me? You know what I mean? The Gemara spoke out over here. The Vashnaim Shekbir, you need to come on to my Gemara Tila Chaveri. You need to come on to Bigger Dazachi. Why? Because Menachas Gavai Karka. We spent a few days discussing what Menachas Gavai Karka means and when. Okay? Comes along to Ketzais. One of the maftechas of the sugya, and it's a maftech and pshat also, as we're going to see probably tomorrow or the next day, but I want to stall it now. Comes along to Ketzais and clears the shayla. What about two people who did a mashicha together? There also, do I have to come on to my gbiyu tzilech averi? Up to now, we spoke about shnayim sheik gbiyu, two people picked up a talis together. What about two people who were mashicha an animal together? Yeah, what's the picture? You have a what? You have an animal, you have a grace of hamor or a para, and two guys are pulling, and they pull with a rope, and the animal moves, okay? Do you have to go on to my Gbir Sil Chavera there or not? Do we have to do for each other? Those two people doing Mashiach, is there the same problem called Menachas Gavi Karka or not? What's enough Gemini of the Shaila? Says the Helig Ekseis himself. What's enough Gemini of the Shaila? Are we passing the halacha? We'll see. My Gbir Sil Chavera, good Zochi, what's the problem? So enough Gemini is, but Pekeh HaFacherish. Now, Pekech and Cheresh, you can't do for each other. So the Shalom will be, when you have a Pekech and a Cheresh doing a Mashiach, will it work or not? That's the Nafkamina. By Mashiach, is there a problem with Nachas Gavai Karka? The Nafkamina is, in the case, we don't have Mikudah Zoch, we don't have Mikudah Zoch, by Pekech and a Cheresh. So I want to say a Dover Nifla. Watch. Yeah, that's exactly something. The Sefer, by the way, brings a page of Raya's. We're going to see the Raya's as we go down the Omid, but they're all from the future Gemara's. But before I get to the Raya's of the Ksais, which we'll get to when we learn the Gemara's, I want to shtel the lumnus of the Suffolk. This is a moritic opportunity to chazer over the Ravid, the Rajba, and the Rosh. Next year now, let's see. Let's talk about a case where Ze'eino Yochol, Ze'eino Yochol. What Ze'eino Yochol means, Ze'eino Yochol means? And nobody can do the Mashiach. We have a fat Gishmak of Behemoth from the dream of power, the fest of Behemoth. Not the word called. What? Not the Tzakraf of Behemoth. Tzakraf of Behemoth, you can pull by yourself. Yeah, we're all Tzakraf of Behemoth. We pull ourselves out of bed in the morning. I'm talking about the Tzakraf, it's not Mashiach. Yeah, the you have a fat Behemoth, Gishmak of Behemoth, and they can't do it. So one guy pulls his gate and his tzeta pull together, tzamin. The is ready in the mood of the event tomorrow, Wednesday here. So Kishachavalevachad, they pull the what? They pull the behemoth. Okay? I'm saying slowly. So you have two guys, and neither guy can do the Mashiach. I can do the Mashiach, you can't do the Mashiach. Is there a problem of Menachas Agavikaka? Do I have to come out to my room and say, Lechaveh, do I have to eat two for each other? And then after me, don't be bad. But you don't have to make me a safer, it won't work. That's my shalom. So I want to tie a dog in the mirror. Watch. A choira, and I want to hear, I'm suggesting, so it's a case of suffering, okay? Two guys made a mashicha. Let's talk about the case where neither one can do it alone. This is the classic case. So I want to filter the ktsais to what we said the last few days, and I want to hear what the Eilim says. Let's see. Is there a problem with Menachas Agavikaka where two guys are doing Mashiach? So let's see. Let's analyze this. I'm going to give a number of possibilities. My Rabbi say, if Menachas Agavikaka means that the mainstream shot before the Nesivas came along, what's Menachas Agavikaka mean? He didn't pick it up. It's on the ground. It wasn't disconnected from its resting place. Okay? So then, I want to hear what the Eilu says. Maybe it's a double poshet that has no shaykhah without the Agamara. Why? In Agamara, you picked up half. You picked up half. You didn't pick up the rest of it. The rest of it's on the ground. Now, the act that you did was picking up half, correct? The act that you did is not called picking up. Picking up half a towel is not called picking up, but the other guy is on a point, right? We're talking about before Amagri Yotzi. We want to know why you need Amagri Yotzi. Right? You didn't do an act of picking up. Do the mainstream shot. Picking up means that the thing got uprooted from the ground. You didn't do an act of uprooting from the ground. So you didn't perpetrate a Maisak Bot to the Zach. What did you do? You did picking up half a towel. Picking up half a towel is not called Akbar. Why Rabbi say, if that's true, it has no Shah's Chal to Mashiach. But Mashiach, I did a Mashiach. Right now, what are we doing? I'm pulling the animal. That means I'm participating in Mashiach. What are you going to tell me? But I can't do the Mashiach by myself, correct? That's very nice. It has no Shah's Agamara. Agamara never said such a chisarn. I want to drop a bomb now. We didn't talk about till now. In our Gemara, if I learned the Gemara Kipshuta Menachas Gavi Karka means that literally the other half is on the Karka and you didn't do an act which could have lifted it out of the ground. So the problem is not because I'm joining forces with somebody else. The answer is because I didn't do Bechal the act of Hagbah. I'm not participating in a Hagbah. What did I do? What was my mind? My mind was lifting up half the talus, right? That's all I did, but I didn't do anything else. Lifting up half the talus is not called an act of what you call it. Over here, I participated in a Mashiach. Hey, I'm schlepping the animal, right? No, I can't do it myself, doing somebody else. Who said that's a problem? And by the way, if you hold it is a problem, it's no shaykhah to Har Gemara. You never found in Har Gemara such a problem. In Har Gemara, the pu'ula that you did wasn't the pu'ula of Har Gemara. So I didn't do Har Gemara, and you didn't do Har Gemara. Okay? So if, without my Gemara Tzeh Lechaveroi, and without Migu the Zochi, you have 0+0. Good, that was the Chem Neshom Eskashi yesterday. Leave that, okay? But I didn't do a Maisa Har Gemara. Menachas Agavi Karka means that the act of Har Gemara, the baseline requirement of act of Har Gemara is that you lifted it off the ground. I did not lift it off the ground, correct? So I didn't do Har Gemara. You didn't do Har Gemara, and I didn't do Har Gemara. So it's Menachas Agavikaka, nothing happened. I didn't do Akbar. The pool that I did, what I moved my hand, I lifted it like this, that's not called Akbar. Because he didn't lift it off the ground, so nothing happened over here. It's like it's on the ground, by the way. By the way, that's what the Gemara says, Menachas Agavikaka, it's like it's laying on the ground. By Mashiach, you could say it's Menachas Agavikaka. What do you mean? I slept it. I'm in the middle of slapping it. No, boss. I need to do it with somebody else. Would you ever find such a problem that's not called Mashiach? Where do you find that a Mashiach that I do together with somebody else not called a Mashiach? Agamor never said such a problem. Agamor didn't say it's a problem that somebody that you do together with somebody else is a problem. Agamor said, you didn't do Agamor. What did you do? What did you do? Over here, I'm pulling the behemoth. What am I doing? Look at the video clip. The guy's pulling the behemoth. He can't pull it himself. He's saying this is somebody else is helping him. But he's doing an act of pulling the behemoth. He's doing an act of mashiach. That means my pu'ula contributed to the animal moving? Yes. The animal wouldn't move without me, right? So I caused the animal to move, yes. Grad, I needed somebody else to help me. Who told you that's a chisaron?
Difference is if you need someone or you don't need someone.
No, the difference is.
No, you
didn't do Hakbo with somebody else, by the way.
If I did.
You did two different parts of the paper. You did two different parts of the thing. You lifted up. You're not operating on the same part of the thing. So the act that you did didn't lift it off the ground. The act that he didn't lift off the ground. Over here, I am doing an act of Mashiach. I'm doing Mashiach.
But each one did it
either. But it's not different parts of the animal. We're pulling the animal. I understand you. I'm doing Mashiach. Here. I'm pulling the animal. I can't do it myself. Over there, what I am doing over here is Mashiach. Right? Look at the video clip. What am I doing? I'm doing Mashiach. Over there, you didn't do Mashiach. You didn't do Hagbah. What did I do? I picked up half a thing. Half a towel. It's not called picking up. It's on the ground. Ignore the other guy. If the other guy wouldn't be, it would be on the ground. So besides your Maisa, you didn't do Maisa Hagbah at all. Over here, I did a Maisa Mashiach. I'm doing Mashiach. I'm causing the animal to move. Describe that. I need somebody without. Look at the other guy came first, and I add on. I'm causing the animal to move. Yes or no? I'm causing the animal to move for Amos, correct? I caused the animal to move for Amos. I made the animal move. Okay, the animal moved. I caused the animal to move the shear. So I can't do it alone. You never found such a chisson in Agamar. In Agamar, what I did was I picked up paper towels. Picked up paper towels. Not called picking it up. You didn't pick it up. You didn't participate. You didn't do an act of Hakbah. Another guy did all the half of that. All the half of the towels. He did Hakbah. You didn't. You didn't do what you did. It's not called an act of Hakbah. That worm shoot him. So according to the baseline shot of Munachas Agavi Karka, if that's the Pashup shot, I don't know exactly what I'm not saying that the Ktzeis has no suffix, because maybe the Ktzeis had a different suffix. But the problem in Agamar doesn't apply to Mashiach. The problem of Agamar doesn't apply to Mashiach. The Munachas Agavi Karka means Kipshuta, that your Pashup didn't lift it out of the ground, because the Pu'ula that you did caused half the talus to move, caused half the talus to lift off the ground, and lifting off half the talus is nothing, has no shaykh to Mashiach. You didn't do a Hakbah. You didn't even begin to do a Maisa Hakbah. Over here I did a Maisa Mashiach. I schlepped the animal. My actions caused the animal to move. The shear that is supposed to move. I think it's for Tfach, not for Amos. It's for Amos. So according to the choice, according to the baseline shot of Agamar, it doesn't apply over the Ochal. Let's go further. Doesn't apply. That's Aleph. What about according to the Nesivus? The Nesivus says that when somebody's on the ground, you did pick up half. 18th or 8. You perpetrated an Hakbah. What you picked up is get picked up. What you picked up is picked up. Now the part is, what you picked up can't perpetrate a Kenyan to what you picked up. Because in order to go perpetrate a Chnosel or Shus to half, it can't be that half is connected to another half that somebody else is a Shus. What does Ayom say according to Nesiv in such a case? According to Nesiv, it doesn't mean that he didn't pick it up. If he didn't pick it up, he didn't do anything, okay? It's like sitting in your dining room with your hands folded. So that's not Shaykh's over here. We have not seen my hands folded. I'm doing Mashiach. So then, the Bechal is over after my Gemara. I can hear that my Hakbah is garnished. Mashiach is good. Somebody else is helping. Who told you it's a problem? Somebody else is helping. What's the problem? Mechadeh says you're bothering me. It's not the baseline pshat of the Gemara. But my Rebbe says, what does Ayom say? According to Nesiv, what's the pshat? The pshat is you did a Maisa Hakbah. You did a good Maisa Hakbah. I use the lesson of Rav Asher used to say always, but Achnasa L'Rashos is not nitvas, it doesn't get ungechap to a half that's connected to another half. In other words, I can't perpetrate Achnasa L'Rashos on half an object that the other, you picked up half the object. You did copy the half that you want to be kind of, you did a good Maisa Kenyan. You did a good Maisa Kenyan. But it can't accomplish anything, because the purpose of the Maisa Kenyan is to bring it into your Rashos. And this object is connected to a different Rashos. What will be my Mashiach? What would be my Mashiach? Fascinating shot. Two guys did a Mashiach. One can't do it without the other. So I could hear. What was I almost saying? So this is where I want to break it down. I want to break it down like this. When two people do a Mashiach together, how much of the behemoth goes into each guy's rituals? How do I understand? If the problem is not the fact that you didn't do Hakbah B'chal, so over here you did a Mashiach. I did a Mashiach, I'm pulling the animal. Is somebody else involved? We never found in Agamor such a problem, okay? But according to the Nesivah is that you did a good Hakbah. The problem in Agamor wasn't the Mice Hakbah. You did Hakbah. Well, you lifted up, you lifted up. Just the Pshat is connected to a different Rishos. We'll be by Mashiach, by the way. I'm pulling an entire behemoth. He's also pulling it. So, how does Ayelam understand how such a thing works? You did a Maisa Kenyan on the whole animal, and the whole animal is in your Roshos. Well, the part is, when two people do Maisa Kenyan on an animal, Naniyah that the Maisa Kenyan is a good Maisa Kenyan because they both pulled it, okay? It doesn't bother me that they have to join up teams. But at the end of the day, how much of the animal goes into each guy's Roshos? The whole animal goes into each guy's Roshos? I'm saying Mistamanat. If you want to argue, you can argue. But I'm saying that Mistamanat, what happens is, when two guys pull an animal, and they both jointly do a Ma'aseh Meshicha. How does it work? Half goes to me and half goes to you. It means a joint Ma'aseh Meshicha advises that half the animal is mine, half the animal is yours. Isn't that the Pashat? Half goes into my rishos. So then I can have the problem of the Nesivus. Because albeit it's true that you did a good Ma'aseh Kinyan, albeit it's true that you want to be kind of half, but the half that you want to bring into your rishos is ugly to a half that somebody else's rishos. So even though, so if the problem of Menachas Gabri Kark is didn't do a hakbah b'chlal and hitl shaykh is over here, because over here I did a Meshicha. I did a Meshicha. Over there I didn't do a hakbah, because what I did was I lifted up half. Half is nothing. Over here I did a Meshicha on the whole animal. Somebody else is helping me. Mechad Desi is a problem. But if the problem in Agamor is you did a mice, here's a moidik and nafkamina of the Nesivis. But in Agamor, I did a mice a hakbah. What's Menachas Gabri Kark mean? A new Yisoid, which we already brought many riots to. A new Yisoid. You did a Maisak Bo. Now there's a newfangled Yisoid that a Maisak Bo is not enough to make it yours if the half of the other object is in a different Rishos. What will be when two people do a Maisa Meshicha on an animal together? It's Hagam that they're both doing a Maisa Meshicha, but I could hear that you want to be coined a half, so you want to bring half into your Rishos? That half is connected to another half in somebody else's Rishos. I can't see a full Hachnas of Rishos. Isn't that a Svar Yishar? But I say, it won't work. It won't work. And it'll be the same problem by Meshicha. It won't work without a Magbir. It won't work. It will not work without a Magbir, without Migud Azachi. It will not work. So I'm tiny that Lechayra have a huge nafkamina. If the problem of Menachas Agabi Karaka, the Pashup Shad is that you Pashup lifted off here, and that's not called you lifted it up because nothing happened, that doesn't apply by Meshicha. Here something happened. I slept it. I caused it to go. If the problem, however, is this newfangled Nesivis where you did a Maisa Hakbo on half the talis that you picked up, and it's a good Maisa Hakbo, just as a new Yisoid that half of what you want to be kind of is connected to another Chetzi that's in a different Rishos, so then I could hear that when two people do a Maisa Meshicha on an animal, since, practically speaking, there's a Achnos of Rishos of two people, so Shtelzach Avek half-half, so then the half that you want to be kind of, I did this Maisa Kinyan, is obvious to somebody else's Rishos, and it won't work. And the Nafkamina of the Ketzis Safik will depend on what the problem of Menachas Agabi Karka is in a case where neither one could do it without the other guy. Slowly. 1 second. I'm not finished yet. I don't know what the other side of the Ketzis is. I don't know what the Ketzis Suffolk is. I have no idea. I'm saying the Ketzis presented a Suffolk. I'm starting the binyan. If neither one could do it alone, so according to if the Pshat, the Gemara is like the Pashup Pshat, it's no Shachas Mechal. There's no bearing over yet. It could be that was his Suffolk. What happens when two people do something? I don't know. But there's no bearings on Agamara. It's not a derivative of Agamara. If the problem of Agamara is the Nesivis, so that I could hear applies by Meshicha also, because by Meshicha you attack, what Mechalik B'shem Meshicha is that you're doing something. You're saying it, but in Agamara also you're doing something. Now let's go back to. What about a case, now we go back to. What about a case where each guy could have done the Meshicha alone? It's from the Tzeklap to Paras. And each guy could have done the Meshicha alone. Let's analyze that. Now make the Cheshem. So if I spoke about a case where they can't do it. What about a case where they both could do it alone? They both could do a Meshicha. Rather, they teamed up. But I'm saying tiefer. I did an act of pulling that can pull the animal without you. You did an act of pulling that can pull the animal without you. We'll be over there. Let's make the cheshbon. According to the rabbi, what will be the din? According to the rabbi, what will be the din? It's a no-brainer. It works. I did a Maaseh Kinyan alone. Yeah, the story's over. Agreed? What's the problem? Any suffering in this? Rabbi says in two people work over talis, each one picks it up high. It's good. Yeah, two. Each one did a machine. Each one did a separate machine. It works. There's no shall about that. Agreed? Case two. What about according to the Rajba? What would be like the Rajba when two guys do a Meshicha and each one could have done the Meshicha alone? What would be like the Rajba when two guys do a Meshicha and each one could have done the Meshicha alone? What do you say? It should work. Why did the Rajba argue in the Ravid? Because Yad Chaveroi, you don't have the Bameshicha. Bameshicha, the animal moved. Megishmak. What about according to the Rosh? What does Ayam say? The Rosh holds that when you two people do a good Hagbah, it's a good Hagbah. So even like a Talis Katzer, but one thing is Mavat to the other. What will be by two guys doing Meshicha when both guys could do it alone? When both guys can't do it alone, so then it could be that I'll have the problem of the Nesivus. What about when both could do it alone? Each one's doing a separate Meshicha, what? I can't hear you. We'll get to that in a second. So it's a Kama Bekama Zachim. First of all, Tainas are believing me before Raftali. Tainas are believing me that it could be that like the Nesivus, I'll still have the problem of Ogred. Why? Because the Maisa, each guy did what? Because it's all good to different rishos, because two people are doing it, correct? That's what you're saying? There's a difference. There's a reason why you didn't start off with the Nesivas over here. Why? Because in a case where two people do Mashikas, I could hear that about each one can't do it alone, and they need to do it together. I could hear that your Mashikas only perpetrated on half the animal, because you can't do it alone. But over here, where each guy could do a Mashikah alone, I could hear they did a Mashikah that perpetrates on the entire animal. And if you perpetrate on the entire animal, there's no Nesivas. That's not called Hagar to a different Rishos. Yesh la'ayin bazef. You heard it said, I answered you. But the answer is, it could be that the Nesivas only applies in a case where I can't do Mashikah alone, you can't do Mashikah alone. So then since we're jointly doing Mashikah together, each one's bets and doing Mashikah to half the animal. I'm slapping half and you're slapping half. So then, you only did a Mashikah to half the animal, so the other half is argued to a different Rishos. In a case where each guy can do the Mashikah alone, there's a makom to say, I don't have the Nesivas, because each one did a Maisa, which takes the whole thing. There I have to come on to the side of the Tosfos Rosh, that there's a bittul going on, because somebody else is doing it. Okay? So again, I'm repeating. In a case where Zayin Yochel, no way can do Mashikah alone. So there, is there a problem with Menachas Gavi Karka, because you possibly can't do it? It depends. If Menachas Gavi Karka means physically, I didn't pick it up, that doesn't apply over here. If Menachas Gavi Karka means in a Nesivas, so then I could say a whole Shtiko Torah, that I only did a Mashikah on half. Because I can't do it alone, and you can't do it alone. So the mindset of the Mashikah only stalls it on half the behemoth. The other half of the behemoth is argued because I didn't perpetrate a Mashikah to it. Then it won't work according to the Nesivas. What about a case where each guy can do a Mashikah alone? I'm a Gansam Achim myself. I can stop the behemoth, I don't need you. You can stop the behemoth, I don't need you. Will there be bittul here? So what does Dylan say? Let's see. According to Ramaftali, what we did in, it's for sure bittul. Two guys are doing Mashikah. Clash. Two guys doing Mashikah. Clash. Okay? Two guys doing Mashikah. Clash. What about according to our pshat? Same problem. What was our pshat? That the tfisa of the second guy, albeit it's true, what I'm saying now, you did a Maisa Mashikah on the whole animal, okay? Because it's each guy can do it. But the Maisa at the end of the day, there's somebody else holding the guy. It's not like a violin. Somebody else is holding it, right? So say if the bittul is Raftali's bittul, that there's a clash of two Maisa Kinyonim, say if the bittul is that this thing is all good to a different ritual, there'll be a problem over here. Because the Maisa is somebody else, albeit it's true, my Mashikah could have done the job alone, but there's somebody else also who's holding it, Batara's violin. That's cool that the object is all good to a different ritual. So I'm summarizing. Two Mashikahs, let's say. If neither guy can do it alone, so then it could be it's different from the case of Talos, because by Hagbah, there's a Tzad that holds not a Hagbah, but Chal by Mashikah it is. If I learned that the problem by Hagbah is not because it's not a Hagbah at all, because of the Nesivas, that problem applies here also. Lamaisa, you can't do it alone, so it's argued to a different Rishos. What about a place where both guys could do it alone? Like the Ravid, for sure it works. Like the Rashba, for sure it works. Like the Rosh holds the pitl, it won't work. Because according to the Rosh, that it's a pitl, either the other guy's Maisa Kinyan is going to cancel out my Maisa Kinyan, or even according to our Pshat, Maisa, you can't bring the whole half into your Rishos, because it's argued to another half that's in a different Rishos, to somebody else did a Maisa Kinyan also. That's the Chayra, the summary of this Cheshbon. The problem is, no, for two different reasons though. By a long talus, it's argued because he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan, for example. By a short talus, it's argued because somebody else has it as a Rishos. It's two different reasons. It's two different reasons, okay? La Marshall, I could hold of the first one, not the second one. Marshall, I could hold of the first problem, not hold of the second problem, because the first one is called argued because you didn't perpetrate a Maisa Kinyan Bechal. When I do a Maisa Kinyan, that mitzad means enough to bring his Rishos. It could be that's enough. Kiddush is. Yeah. What does Ibrahim say? What he said? Why isn't it the same as the Nesivas? I'll explain. I just explained it to him. I'll explain it. Fekar Adim and Lachayu and two guys do Mashikah, it's also the Nesivas. It's not the Pashat the Nesivas. The Pashat the Nesivas was when a guy picked up a talus, half a talus. So there we say that the half that you picked up, which is a good picking up, is argued to a half that you didn't pick up. To mean you didn't even perpetrate a Maisach Nasa, just the other half. Therefore, sure, there's a problem of argued. What about a case where I picked up the entire talus because it's a short talus, and I did a ma'isa achnos of the whole talus, but somebody else is also there. But it's not my ma'isa; it's not argued to a different rishos. That the Nesivas didn't speak about. Whose chiddush is that? That's the Rosh's chiddush. It's not a carbon copy of the Nesivas' case. The Nesivas' case was a simple case where it's argued to a different rishos because Yipasha didn't perpetrate a ma'isa achnos of the rishos to the other half. That's in the case of Eini Yochel by Eini Yochel. But in the case of Zeh Yochel, where I did a Maisa Hakbo and a Maisa Meshicha to the other half, like a short talis, that's already the Chiddush of the Tais Rosh, that Hagam, that I did an act of Achnasa Roshos on the entire object, his Tvisa shtars me. That's why I separated the two things. That's Niflor. Let's start the Gemara now. Oh, and you finish off. So the problem is that the Heliger Ktzais didn't have the Ritva that we have. The Ritva Chadoshus says explicitly, the Furish, that by two people who did a Meshicha, you have to come on, where's the Ritva? The Ritva says, the Furish, that the case of Shut Vishagadah was a case. He says it can't be like Rashi, that one guy picked up for the other guy, that Ritva. So Ritva says, it's talking about Shutfim that stole. Where did Shutfim steal? Two guys did a Meshicha. Two guys went into a robbery team, went into the guy's chotzer, and they slept the behemah out. He says, and that's the riot that we would see the Chavir, Kona Chavir. Step before us in the Ritva, that even when you do Meshicha, you still have to come on to Magbir Vatzil HaChavir, Kona Chavir. Step before us in the Ritva, that even by Meshicha, you have to come on to Magbir Vatzil HaChavir, Kona Chavir. It means even by Meshicha, there's a problem with Menachas HaKavikaka. That's the Yediyah Nero. The Tzeis had a Safik, and the Safik, I just explained that, was told the end of the raid. For example, when a case of Zeh Yochel, which is the classic case, by the way, okay? We'll talk about the classic case where it was a long talus and you couldn't shut up the animal. What's the problem? By Hagbah, it's not called Hagbah. By Meshicha, it's called a Meshicha. You did a Meshicha, you shut up the animal. Why did Ritva take off a Dover Poshet? By Meshicha, it's the same problem, it's Hagbah. My mom will take us off. The Ksais had a Suffolk, and it's a Meforish Ritva. We're going to see it to steer to the Ritva that we see in the next Gemara. But the Meforish Ritva, the Ritva says the case of Shutzman Shagantu, that the Gemara would arrive from there. And I'm going to say, was the case where the Shutzman stole it? They didn't pick up the animal together and carry it out. They slapped the animal out. They did Meshicha on the animal. They took it out of the guy's Meshos. And stayed over there. You need to come out to Ritva. Why by Meshicha? That's a Kwantar Ritva. Basically, Mara Dikakasha. Why by Meshicha? That's a Kwantar Ritva. You did a good Kenyan, everything's fine, Hakol Beseder, Mabaya, it's not Menachas HaKavikarka, it's not like Hagbah, very stark a riot to this raid, that there's some sort of new problem, that even in a place where you did good, like the Shicha, it's either right to the Nesivus, or it's right to the place of Rosh, it's right, it's a big raid. And this is Gemara Tikakash, it's a Meforish Ritva. The Ritva says that the same problem that you have by Shem Shikpi, you have by Shem Shemoshchu. He says the case of Shutz Meshagon, but the first Ritva on top of Chesem and Al says that the case of Shutz Meshagon, the Tzugan of Mu'um Moshev Bazach. What's the problem? Menachas HaKavikarka, who's Menachas HaKavikarka? They slept it. They did a Maisa Meshicha, Ma Baya. It's either it's a ride to the Nesivus or something from that school of thought. L'chayr, it's very totally in this raid. That's L'chayr, the Hashlama to the business of Menachas HaKavikarka that we spoke about Chobah now. Now we'll start the next piece of Gemara. Very, very important piece of Gemara. Listen carefully to the introduction I'm saying, and we'll get more deeply into it tomorrow. Amalei Ravachim Rei Ravadel Ravashi. Diyukei D'Rami Vachomer Mehecha. When we started off the sugya back last week, Rami Vachomer said, Zayin Semeres. Very mysterious Rami Vachomer. Vachomer says, I have some sort of raya from the Mishnah, because somewhere in the Mishnah there's a case of Shnayim Sheikbiyu, somewhere in the Mishnah there's a case of two people picked up a Mitzvah together. Mehecha, where is it from? Inem and Reisha, if it's in the Reisha, and the Reisha is not right, Shnayim Barak Simbatalos, also in High Kamar Kulashir, and Arak Batar Kulavayim Kulashuli. Where in the Reisha do you have a case where two guys picked up a Mitzvah together? Each guy's yelling and screaming that I picked it up alone. So where's the Araya that when two people pick up a thing together, they're kind of? Now, in parentheses, a number of you already asked me and said, what do you mean? There's a raya from the Mishnah that two people pick up and see it together. What's the raya? Ask me Chalukah Chalukah Chalukah, and the other week, Chalukah 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 is what? They both picked it up together. So all of you trying to speak about this, we're going to talk about this Barachava tomorrow. Why did the Gemara ignore the din of Chalukah Chalukah Chalukah? Where did that go to? Chalukah 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 means they both picked it up together. The Ran, the Ritva, the Ramban. A whole controversy, but we're leaving that now. What do you mean? If the only way you can do Yachleku is the Gemara says a rule that's not there with the Manashlishi because the Chalik is Chalik Semes, so it's Mukhach. He doesn't have to hold it, he could. So what's the Gemara hacking a cup? And the Gemara didn't say another Tarot Sanyam Murach. I don't know what you're talking about. Is somebody who argues on the Chalik is Chalik Semes? What are you talking about? Maybe you're ahead of me, you're right, Russia. You're helping Asheril. Maybe you came up. You found somebody who argues on that? I don't know what you're talking about. I heard what you said. Anybody argues with Chalukah Zemes? No. So what's the problem with Rav Chama's Zemes? It's a simple raya. The Mishnah is because of Chalukah Zemes. It's a raya. Baita. The Mishnah doesn't talk about any work. It doesn't make a difference, but it still has to be Chalukah Zemes. It could be about the rabbi, but it has to be a possibility that it could be true. It doesn't have to feed their timing. We've talked about that 100 times already. But there has to be a possibility. There has to be a possibility that we both picked it up together. That's all. Nothing. Yourself? Well, everything's good. Hey, we'll talk about this tomorrow. The Ran, the Rabban, the Reshma, big arichos on this. What happened to that piece? But anyway, the Gemara says that from the Mishnah there's no raya, because nobody said they picked it up together. Each guy said I picked it up alone, slowly. El Mehodik Tani Zemakulashli, the extra line. Pasu Domali El Mishnah, he said, I want to stop here and say big raid, probably the biggest raid of this man, on this little Gemara. Gemara says that the line of Zemakulashli is what? You're not listening. He says, well, it's a Mishnah Yisera. It's extra. I want to stop here. Begins now a huge machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. We'll get to the Tosfos in a day or two. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow, probably. A huge machlekes Rashi, I want to point out something. How do they all know Mishnah Yisera? Where's the arrival from Mishnah Yisera? Extra Mishnah. So where's the arrival from Mishnah Yisera? Kana Chavera. So you could learn, and you should learn, and you would learn, and we'll see in Tosfos learn like that. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem. I'll prove to you. That the Gemara means a Mishnah Yisera. What's a Mishnah Yisera? It means extra line. And we learn al dinim from extra lines. You hear what I said? We learn al dinim from extra lines. We have an extra line. Mishnah Yisera. Why did the Helik of Yehuda Nasi throw in an extra line? Because the Helik of Yehuda Nasi wanted to teach us a din. Which din? I mean, many times you have in the Gemara, Imeina Inyulazet, Tanei Inyulazet. Mishnah Yisera. By the way, Taisis, there's something like that. Mishnah Yisera means a Mishnah Yisera. It's an extra line. And why are you throwing in an extra line? To teach me a din. What's the din? Maybe we said, well, kind of two guys. If they would have both picked it up together, I said, you're right. But it's extra. And because it's extra, we make it a kimta that it's coming to teach me a halacha. Okay? Rashi argues. Here's Rashi argue. Rashi says a mavel tikazach over here, which is the end of all the lashitoses of Rashi in this mesachta, in this inyan. Look, Rashi. Mishni yaseir amrinon. Tamarivim it's here. That's why we say Yachleiku. The Aminam, we take on Shneim Higbiu. We take on what really happened was they both picked it up. And therefore, however they call Echem, Agmim Yosei L'Chaver, Yukani. The Imi Shom, because if the reason why we make Yachleiku is because of Haminai Yoshaka, we don't know who's lying, and having Mom Yosei L'Chaver Cholki in Mishua, Mishum Shaleiku L'Chaver Yachleiku V'Gamin Be'el, Hashemin Al-Mereisha. So Rashi's a game changer. That's a carefree time learning up the Rashi. The Pashim Shad of Mishnah Yisera is that when you have a Mishnah Yisera, it's extra. You don't know what to do with it. So we say it's coming to teach me a din. Which din is it coming to teach me? Rashi says not good. Rashi says the Mishnah Yisera is not coming to teach me the din of Agbiyah Zilah HaRekhanavera. The Mishnah says it's coming to tell me a new reason why I make Yachleku. Up till now, we thought that the reason why you make Yachleku is, quote, Delay Adin and Haminai Meshaker. We don't know who's lying. When we don't know who's lying, what do? Moment Hamoto Besafik. Chalkin. Who's holds like that, by the way? What's wrong with those Sopha Chalkin? Sophists. They want to agree over here. Why do they want to agree over here? We learned to that base. Because nobody's a Mosek. Says Rashi, the Mishnah Yisera is not Mechadish, the din of Magbiya Zilvera. What's this? The Mishnah Yisera is Mechadish, a new reason why you do Yachleku. By the way, how do I know that? That's Shana Rashi. Because this whole Rashi, the whole Rashi is extra. Mishnah Yisera is Mishnah Yisera. Mishnah Yisera. Mikan, Rashi should have said, Mikan Langdon. Why is this extra? Go break your head. Why did the Mishnah give an extra case? Rashi says, did you see what Rashi says? I want to teach you how to learn a Rashi. Rashi says, we learn out, that's why we say Yachleku. And we don't just say Yachleku because of Mom and Mosav HaChalker. No, we say Yachleku because of what I call. What's Rashi talking about? I care why you say Yachleku. We say Yachleku because of reason A, we care because of reason B. Rashi should have said, the Mishnah is Sarah. When you have an extra Mishnah, the Mishnah is coming to teach you a din. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the Mishnah is coming to tell you, don't think that the only reason why we do Yachleku is why? It's the Mamonos of a Chalkin. Nay, not true. Not richtig. The reason why we do Yachleku is because why? Look at this Lashin. Because we say, Mishum Hachi Amrinan Yachleku. We say Yachleku because we say that's what happened. Mishum Hachi, the Amrinan. Shnevi Gvio, yeah, my son. The Mishnah Yisera wasn't coming to teach me. A din called Hamir Yisrael of Ekan Aver. Mishnah Yisera was coming to teach me another reason why I make Yachleku. Rashi is Beforish. The im mishum, because if the reason would be that you make a yachleiku fregach hakasha, you have to ask yourself when you learned this morning, what's Rashi getting into the whole debate of why you make yachleiku? What's this Rashi about? This Rashi says, there's a new reason why I make yachleiku, because Amrina, we say, well, you have picked it up, and it's not because of the other reason why I make yachleiku. Who cares? Who cares why you make yachleiku? Who cares why you make yachleiku? That's the agenda, why you make yachleiku. It's an extra line. Extra line teaches me a dinner. Like every Mishnah Yisera, all of Ashas. The answer is no. Mishnah Yisera doesn't teach me the dinner of my Mishnah Yisera. Mishnah Yisera teaches me a new reason why I make yachleiku. The baseline reason why you make yachleiku is why, Rabbi Isai. The baseline reason, the pashat, the reason why you say yachleiku in the Mishnah is why. Maman, Hamutal, Bezafik, Chok. That's the reason why I make yachleiku. There's an extra line. What's the extra line teaching me? Another reason why I make yachleiku. A different reason why I make yachleiku. The reason why I make yachleiku is because Amrina, we say that both guys picked it up together. Ah, that's why you make yachleiku. Because both guys picked it up together. What's it going to help me? How's it going to work? I'm an achas agavi karka. The answer is... So the raya from the Mishnah Yisera wasn't that the Mishnah Yisera teaches me my Gvira Tzila Chavera Kona Chavera. That's not the raya. The Mishnah Yisera doesn't teach me my Gvira Tzila Chavera Kona Chavera. That's not what the Mishnah comes to teach me. The Mishnah Yisera teaches me a new reason why you do Yachleiku. The Mishnah Yisera teaches me a new reason why you do Yachleiku. You do Yachleiku not because of Mamana Sofa, you do Yachleiku not because we don't know who's Meshaka, we do Yachleiku because we say that both guys picked it up. That's why we do Yachleiku. Frank Di Gomorra, that's why you're doing Yachleiku, because both guys picked it up. What does that help me? What does it help me that both guys picked it up? So the Raya is not that the Mishnah came to teach me Rabbi Bachama's din. The Mishnah's error came to teach me a new Siba why I do Yachleiku. Yachleiku is not because of Mammon was Sabachalkin, it's not because of anything Mishakar, it's because of Amina, we say that both guys picked it up. So if you want, very nice, you have a new Yachleiku, I hear that. What's it going to help me? But I can't, you want to take on that both guys picked it up? That's what really happened. What's it going to help you? I, Munachas Agavi Karka, must be, Hamagun Silver, Kona Chaveri, slowly. Before Shem Rashi. I mean, if Rashi in this Rashi goes into an entire dilemma, an entire masamat, an entire debate of why is there Yachleiku in the Mishnah? Who cares? Well, what's the difference why there's Yachleiku in the Mishnah? Yachleiku in the Mishnah, whatever reason it is. That's the agenda here. And Rashi says that the reason why I make Yachleiku is that it is, and not because of that. Because if it's because of that, it's extra. What's extra? Extra is, vice is, a new reason why we have Yachleiku. First Rashi. It's not a deal. It's first Rashi. So Rashi learns the Mishnah Yisera very lumpish. The Mishnah Yisera is not coming to Machadish when we have a seal. The Mishnah Yisera is coming to Machadish and the reason why you do Yachleiku. And if that's why you do Yachleiku, it's Muzak, though. You're still there, Kona Chavera. Otherwise, there's not a reason to do Yachleiku. Otherwise, nothing happened. Slowly. So, first of all, I have two major bombs to drop on this Rashi. So, it's before. By the way, the Gemara, one second. Sakti, we're on the next line. No, it's not a Mishnah Yisera. Why is it not a Mishnah Yisera? We need the Sefer. Sefer is coming for what? Mecha Chamemka. The Gemara Dafbeit says it's not extra. Fine. We end that. So the Maskana comes out from this Gemara. We had a Gemara on the Chesmer Aleph, Ashrei Om Shekochale, that we got here. We had a Gemara on the Chesmer Aleph that Lefi Rashi had a suffix of why we say Yachleiku in the Mishnah. One reason why we say Yachleiku in the Mishnah is because Momen Hamutal V'Suffik Cholkin. And the other reason why we say Yachleiku is because we Neman that what really happened, despite their time, is they both picked it up together. They thought not like that, maybe. Made a mistake. The Gemara comes out Lamaskana. That's not the reason why you make Yachleiku, because the Gemara says it's not extra. And we go back to the baseline reason why you make Yachleiku, because Maman Amutos of a Cholkim. This Rashi is a Hashlama to the Rashi of Bava Min Aleph, who said before us that our mission is called what? Sumchis. I'll leave it to Sumchis, make him a Chaluka, Matzah, Fila, Shua. Sirchel Av Kumi, the Ein Shor, Shor, Chal, the Fanechem, the Dami, Limto, Vitzida. Right? Rashi was Mashma. Then in a case with two guys holding on to the talus, what's the part? Why do you make Yachleiku? Because the Sumchus is then. Either one will argue, the one don't argue over here. The one will hold up, it's fine. So you have three Rashis over here now, which are the Shitasa, and we end the Shitasa with that. Rashi and the Bez Medal says first that our mission, why do you Yachleiku? Why? The Bez and the Bez, why do you Yachleiku? Because the Sumchus. I think Mara says, why do you swear? You have Sumchus is then, and Yachleiku, Mom is of a Vulcan. We have the Rashi involved with Alpha says explicitly that our mission is a case of Sumchus. And it's called Shor Shochet Lefanech when they're both holding on to the Dallas, not Sircha. And we have Rashi over here, and this is the one that takes it all the way home. The Rashi over here says, the Pshat in our mission is Momoin Hamutal V'Safik Cholkim. I waited all the way till we get it. Yeah, Isa? This Rashi is the ultimate Rashi. Ashrein, we got this Rashi. Rashi says that the pshat, why do you have to learn our Mishnah, is because the moment I'm not finished yet. I'm only starting. Since that's the pshat in Rashi, so there's an obvious kasha in Rashi. What's obvious kasha in Rashi? Why does Rashi mix in v'cholkim b'shvur mishum shalek v'lechavel v'teichiv? What's Rashi mixing in? What's Rashi saying to Shvur, everyone? We tried to making chazor over here because that was going to be MG. Rashi was what happened. Rashi, you think Rashi held that they were getting ready for the heralds on the press in Ador? This was the second week of the Zman. Yeah. So what's Rashi mixing in the Shvur? You have shot? And the Shvur is... And if it's because of... What was up with the Shvur? It's called Lachim HaLev Tekev. Mashenke, what? Mashenke, what? Where did the Shvur come in here? So I want to say a double niflo. What's Rashi being in the Shvur? What's Rashi doing anything? Shots like this, watch. Listen to the beauty. If the reason why you make Yachleiku the Mishnah because of Sumchis, what's the obvious question? Why do you swear? Sumchis holds what? Yachleiku the Leishvur. So why do you swear here? HaLev Tekev is a verb. Stayed in Rashi. A Baluyitzu, you do a chaluka, not because of Sumchis. Why do you do a chaluka? Because both guys pick it up. Pasha, why you swear? You're making a chaluka because you're naming on that each guy picked up half? The Gemara would never ask, the Mishua Zumai. The Gemara would never ask why you swear. Amori the Garashi. Rashi's stelling a vek over here that if the reason why you swear is because of Sumchis, so Rashi has to apologize. And why are you swearing? Because all of Tekev. What was he about warning? What was he about to say? Because if the reason why you do the chaluka of the Mishnah was because Amrino, we take on the both guys picked it up, it would be no brainer why Chazal or Sakar the Shur. You're giving it to each guy said Kula Shitzka's Kusha. We're giving it to, we take on that what really happened is he got half, right? Swear that he got it. Go clarify the story. According to Sumchis, I'm not clarifying anything. I'm not taking on, we don't know what happened. It's Mamazov's Chalkus. Why should you swear? Terence says no, because the Shalak Tekev, you have violence over here. But if the reason why you're making Yachleku is because we nam on that what really happened was each guy picked up half, so swear to back up the narrative. Tell us that it's true, they picked that up together. Avada, Avada, Avada. So Rashi doesn't have to bavarn it. And I want to say more than that. If the reason why you get Yachleku is because you take on that both guys picked it up, you don't have a Gzeiro Shalak Tekev. What's your other? Where each guy's going to grab from the other? But if the reason why we're giving Yachleku is because we nam on that you both picked it up together, so what's the Gzeira? Where are you going to go grab? We take on the eating grab. We take on that they both picked it up together. So why attack him when you swear? The answer is because it's Pashat. If you're making me get half, if you're giving me half because you're naming on that that's the event that happens, you have to go back it up and tell us that's what happened. So Rashi, but if the reason why you have Chalukah is because of Sumchah is because Momen Amut of Azaf and Chalkin. He said, why do you swear for us? He says, Rashi, he's like, I'm taking it. That's Nifl Moed Amita Shalteira, Mamish. Hayyitz Mitvarenu is, we have a Rashi over here, who's Hashlama. Rashi in the Mishnah, the Nachazdov was Medayik, the first day of the Zman. Let's go back. First day of the Zman, wasn't Nachazdov Medayik in Rashi? But the reason why you make Yachleku is not because of what? Not because of what? Not because of Eichson. Rashi said, why do you need Eichson for? Not like Nachazdov, you don't need Eichson to make Yachleku. Rashi in the Bobo Medalov, not Bez of a Bez, who says that our Sugi is the Sugi of Sonkis. Rashi Vavu Med Aleph, our Sugi is the Sugi of Sumchis. Rashi Chesam Med Aleph, who says that our mission is Mammon Amut B'Safik Cholkin. That sheet is Rashi, four Rashis, who holds that the Psak of our Yachleku Mishnah is a Psak of Sumchis. They're one way to Sumchis. What's the major problem with that? I, Sumchis, only said it's did a Mammon Amut B'Safik Cholkin when there's a what? And draw the Amayna with the same way of Rashi argues, Rashi holds the two holding on to a talus. It's called Shach Shach Lefanecha. Four Rashis. First Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi. That pays him a base who stole also gets to Tzumchis. Rashi Vavim and Aleph who says Shoshokal de Fanecha. And Rashi over here who says Mefurish that that's the reason why you swear. The Gemara Tzad is another reason why you swear. And that we're going to, it's going to take us into the Rishayim of tomorrow for Shotei Vomotzlachas. Tonight will be a Vav on Tefillah.